Father, thank you for the wonderful name of Jesus. Thank you for our wonderful Savior. And in Jesus' name, we come into the midst of the throne room today, and we're singing praises, and it's all because of the grace of God that's touched our life, Lord Jesus, to believe your truth. Now, God, we just ask that more of your truth and love would just be built in our lives this morning. May we truly begin to see the beauty of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, in the much the more as we see his soon approaching. Soon we're going to look upon the beloved face of the Lamb of God. And Lord, what a moment that's going to be that will never end. Oh, to see the one who adores us so much. Lord, to see the nail-pierced hands, Lord God. And oh my goodness, behold the Lamb of God, what it's going to be there. Now, Lord, let us just again feast upon the Word, the bread of life this morning. God, upon that precious fountain, Lord, that water that we drink and will thirst no more. But God, help us truly to desire, oh, even more and more and more of the Word of the Lord. We thank you for bringing us here today. We thank you for every life. God, may you and you alone be magnified. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's open up our Bibles today to Isaiah. We're going to be reading from the 39th chapter. And this is covering some ground on the life of King Hezekiah. In the 38th chapter, King Hezekiah was sick unto death. Sought the Lord, that the Lord would spare his life. And God, in his great mercy, gave him 15 more years. And he was so thankful in Jesus and gave God the glory for it, and a precious brother in Christ. But, things can, just kind of cause us to do some dumb things. Yeah, and those dumb things can be when we think we're getting something done or doing something great. Brothers, we need to be wise. Sisters, we need to be wise. Praise God. We need to have that love of God, which is his truth, to be wise in the Lord. But here we go in that 39th chapter. It says, at the time, Merodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and was recovered. And Hezekiah was glad of them and showed them the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold, the spices, the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, what said these men? And from whence came they unto see thee? And Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country unto me, even from Babylon. See, they came unto him, came unto me. Right there, you got a problem. Then said he, what they have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, all that is in my house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. Then said Isaiah to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house, and that which thy fathers have laid up in store until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons they shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Now this is a mighty statement that he says right here. This isn't part of our scripture in a sense that we're going to be focusing on today. But this is so precious how the Lord encouraged this brother, even in such a folly, even in such a lack of faith. Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. He said, moreover, for there shall be peace and truth in my days. Praise be to God. But brothers and sisters, Hezekiah showed all he had. And it was taken. And sometimes we think that we might be giving God all the glory in something we're going through or something that we're revealing to others. And maybe even Hezekiah, it wasn't that he was trying to be self-serving here. But even if, brothers and sisters, it was just lacking wisdom, when we have been given so much, the result is the same. It's all taken away. What the Lord is really getting at here is, to whom much is given, much is required. And I love the precious verse that Paul was able to come forth with by the encouraging of the Holy Ghost. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Brothers and sisters, when you have something so precious in your life, even think of a natural possession, you don't just go flaunting it out for everybody to see. It don't work that way. You hold it tight. You hold it dear. It's the most precious thing to your heart. And brothers and sisters, this was an intimacy that God had given and shown to Hezekiah. The wealth that God had blessed him with, it was for him. It was for the family of God. It was not for the heathen. Listen to these words, brothers and sisters. There's something God is dealing with us here. See, the word of the Lord says that we are truly shut up to God. If we really go on with God, His intent and purpose is that we would be vessels only for the Master's use. See, the world, brothers and sisters, may not want to have a lot to do with you. It doesn't really matter to me. I told you many times before, in my 18 years of business, oh, the roses they used to throw at me. Oh, I want to get his time. You know, that man could tell me how to make some money. That guy really knows how to invest things. And you know, we think him to be pretty honorable. 7 years in the ministry, and I'm telling you, hardly a one will even give me the time of day. But that's okay. Now, my heart would encourage him, I've even got more to give you now. The things that are forever, praise be to God. But I'll tell you what, brothers and sisters, this wealth God has given to you. And we are shut up to God. And I pray, brothers and sisters, that we wouldn't be Christians that would walk around as the chest-thumping Pharisee as he gave his tenth. And he looked at that publican and he said, oh, I'm glad I'm not like him. Let me tell you something. That's like burping up vomit to God. And that's the truth. It's even worse than that. It's filthy rags, brothers and sisters. God loves that contrite heart. And praise God, He loves that little contrite spirit, that broken heart that is His and His alone. Now, I'm not saying today that we go and hide our light under a bushel. That's not it either. But I am going to tell you the word of the Lord. He says to be ready to give every man an answer for the hope that lies within you. Listen to that. Be ready to give every man an answer for the hope that lies within you. You didn't go to them. They came to you. See, a question met you. What is going on in your life? My goodness, I've seen you. I've noticed you. We've worked together maybe for years. And you haven't said a whole lot in a way. I know you're a Christian. But man, I'm seeing the work of the Lord in your life. You know, your spouse might be sick, nigh unto death. Your kids might have flared up. You might be having, maybe you lost your job or whatever. And yet, by the grace of God, it is well. What's the matter with you? That's the testimony, brothers and sisters. It's not written on a wall in my house. By the grace of God, it better be written on the walls of my heart. That's how God does this. Now, we think that sometimes man does that godliness is walking around with a sign on our chest, or godliness is standing on a soapbox and professing the name of God. If we are really godly, brothers and sisters, the joy and the love and the peace of God shines through you like His magnificent glory always does, and they will come and find you. Now, they might not come and find you to throw roses at you either. Let me tell you something. As the Lord said to Lucifer, have you seen my servant Job? He might just lift the hedge up to let people see how magnificent the work of the Lord is in you. And that's the truth. And that's some wonderful testing time. But brothers and sisters, know this, that God's got it all. He's the one that does it all. See, brothers and sisters, the Word of God says that they knew that they were Christians because of their love one for another. It wasn't because they carried around Bibles. It wasn't because they had t-shirts with fish on them. It wasn't because their pastor or clergy wore black with white collars. No, they knew that they were Christians because of their love one for another. I want people to know that we love the Lord because of our love one for another in this place. I give God the glory that you don't want to leave this place after the service is done. The radiation of the love of God is still going forth, and praise be to God. I love to be immersed in it. Sometimes if we think we're just itching to get out of here after we heard the word of the Lord, sometimes you've missed the best part. Brothers and sisters, the fellowship, praise be to God, our fellowship in the grace and in the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's so amazing. And God help us to redeem all the time. God help us as that woman at the well, and I'm talking about Rebecca at the well as she was being courted there by the servant. It said that she didn't leave till everyone and every camel was watered. Come on. See, a lot of people, they just like to hit and miss. A lot of people see the well walk by. A lot of people go down to the well. We talk about this on Wednesday. That servant, oh, I'll get you a drink. You think I'm going to water those nasty camels? What's the matter with you? I don't have time for that. Well, this was the most beautiful woman of all. And she ran and did it. She delighted to do it. And not just one time. That little thing, like we talked about, probably filled up a jug 500 gallons worth and filled that trough up over and over. Now you understand why the Holy Ghost is in such amazement with you sometimes, honeys. Because if you know anything about yourself, you would never serve the Lord. Amen? Amen. Come on now. Let's get excited about Lord in us and about what He's doing. We need to. Praise be to God. You see, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Been a lot of funny discussion going on these past couple weeks about these athletes that praise the Lord after making touchdowns and bending a knee. And I've had a couple people say, oh, brother, what do you think? And I love how the Lord put it on my heart to say, well, my question is do they get down on their knee when they get a parking place in the front row of a grocery store? But then I got to thinking, maybe they don't have to go buy their groceries. Maybe when the valet shows up at the Saks Fifth Avenue. I don't know. And I'm not trying to be facetious, brothers and sisters, but I believe we need to give God thanks in all things, don't we? Come on now. I'm preaching you the word of the Lord. And He said, being thankful always. And I pray to God that my thankfulness isn't contingent upon how happy I feel. Amen? Do we know, brothers and sisters, that He is in charge? Do we know that He is in control, brothers and sisters? Let me tell you, scoring a touchdown isn't a bigger deal to God than getting you a parking place. Come on. Now, stay with me on this. Don't shut me down, because there is some great intent in this. Brothers and sisters, we need to give Him thanks in all things always, not just when we feel like when we're a winner. Because you know what? That could be self-serving. Do you see? Now, think about these things. Let's meditate on this just for a little bit. We are hidden away to God. We really are. See, the world doesn't know us. They don't. And I'm, again, not saying that we are not lights to this world, because we are. But we need to be lights in wisdom. We need to be lights by God's grace in sincerity. And we need to think, is it really our desire, brothers and sisters, that we are shut up to God? Is our life more important about being known of men or known of God? See? What is my purpose? What is my goal in life? Is it for men to praise me? For ones to say, wow, you did a great job in this or that? Or is it, as these sisters sang, you know, to God be the glory? As Brother Dan prayed before we took offering today, that little widow's mite Let me tell you something. That's a story that will never grow old. Like I said, there's many things and great inventions, whether it was the wheel or, you know, the person that developed the beams for houses or all these different things. I don't know who any of those folks are, but I sure know that lady who gave the widow's mite. Amen. The word of the Lord abideth forever. Amen. Let him speak to you. Praise be to God. Now, brothers and sisters, I was thinking of this. You know, my wife and I, we share some wonderful things. And there are glimpses of the love and the joy and the wealth that we share that people get to. But the fullness of the joy and the wealth and the intimacy, that's just for her and just for me. It's shut up to us. And that's the way it is, brothers and sisters. It's there's an intimacy here. I love in 1 Kings chapter 8, it talks about the temple of the Lord, Solomon's temple that they had. And, you know, those priests would go in there and do the offerings and do the different things that the Lord would have them do in Scripture that they would do within the temple, because they were managing, in a sense, the house of the Lord, taking care of it. But there was a time that would happen every once in a while that the smoke would start to rise up in the Holy of Holies. And if you know about what was in the Holy of Holies, it was the cherubim, those two precious ones that represent the bride of Christ, the ones by God's grace that you'll see over there, the four living ones in Revelation, that, praise be to God, are the company that's seen in the midst of the throne, that rule and reign together jointly with Jesus Christ. But see, in that type and shadow, those cherubim whose wings were touching over the mercy seat, whose vision was affixed on the blood that was on the mercy seat, there was smoke that would start to rise up in there. And it got so thick and so heavy that all throughout the temple, I'm telling you, I'm sure those priests got a coughing and rubbing their eyes. They had to get out of the temple because there was fellowship going on there between the cherubim and the Lord that nobody else was privy to. It was just for the table that was set for two. Are you there with the Lord? Oh, he wants you to be there. He's got a reservation for you by the grace of God. He's got that intimacy, brothers and sisters, that only you and him can come into to truly, again, feast upon his love for you. I'm grateful to God in this. Now, I'm going to flip back a little bit and not leave you hanging. I want you to know something. I don't have any problems with athletes getting on their knees and thanking God. I don't. I want you to know that. And praise be to God, because I'll go to Scripture for you. However Christ is preached. Do you give him thanks for however Christ is preached? If they're thanking Jesus, praise be to God. But you know what? The one thing I'm really waiting for is for one of them, when they throw an interception or when they drop the game-winning pass. I'm serious. I'm not joking on this one. Or when the guy strikes out in the last out of the World Series to hit his knee right there on TV and give thanks to God. Do you know there was a brother in the Lord like that in the Bible? Matter of fact, quite a few of them. But one I'm going to give you about. His name was David. And he sought the Lord so intently about a baby that Bathsheba was going to have. And now he knew he did wrong. He knew that there was a problem there. And the word of the Lord told him, he says, I'm going to have that baby. I'm going to take that baby home. But he said, you know what? I know how merciful you are, God. And I'm going to pray to you. And I'm going to say, Lord, if it be thy will, spare my son. If it be thy will, allow this child to live. And he fasted and he prayed. And he had a broken heart before the Lord. But the Lord had decided. The will of the Lord was that baby was going to be taken home. And the Lord took that baby home. And you know what David did? He rose up. And he went in and worshiped the Lord. And even his servants and those in the kingdom looked at him and said, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? How could you be worshiping God in a time like this? Praise be to God, there was a brother who had a heart like Job. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I want a heart like that, don't you? That's the real deal. See, God never changes. He's the same. His word is forever. It's yea and amen. And I understand the word of God. And as it said, let me tell you something, honey. This might have been a sorrowful thing. This might have hurt real bad. But you know what? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. What about Brother Paul? You know, I was thinking, and I'm so thankful for the brethren. When God allows you to have something, whether it's a new car, a new suit, praise be to God. And if you don't have one and somebody gets one and you feel a little jealous, get on your knees. That's your body. Didn't you realize that? You know, my elbow gets a nice little shine or a rub. My little wrist isn't going to feel bad. You're going to say, oh, I like that too. It made me feel a little better too. Come on. But I was thinking about Brother Paul. He'd say, you know, you got to see this, how the Lord has blessed me. You can't imagine the riches that he's just laid on me. He's just taken everything away from me. He stripped me of everything. All in Asia has forsaken me. My goodness, brothers and sisters, all that wealth, all that dignity, all that status. Can you imagine how incredible my God is? And oh, you tell you what, the icing on the cake. Here, let me take my jacket off. Let me show you the stripes on my back that he allowed me to take for his sake. Can you imagine he loves me like that? Come on, where are we? Where are we, brothers and sisters? Are we living the life of faith? I mean, really living the life of faith. Is this life really about Christ in me, the hope of glory? We got a ways to go, don't we? We really do. And praise the Lord, we're here. See, God knows. He said he'll perfect that which concerns you. Do you know he said that he'd perform the good work which he's begun? He will. He's faithful to his word. By God's grace, I want to be willing that it's all wrapped up and done at a first trump. Know it. Know it. This reaching and pressing in the grace of God is for a mark, for a prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Every man will be in their own order. One star differeth from another in glory. There is a glory of the moon. It's beautiful in its reflected light. But by God's grace, I want a glory of the sun. I don't want any reflection. It's Christ in me, the hope of glory. Brothers and sisters, it's just too immense. Are we really convicted in heart that, Lord, I truly only want to be found in your righteousness? Is it really pressing upon our hearts, brothers and sisters, as the sisters sang today, to God be the glory? And this isn't some self-righteous deal here. This is just what it is. Is he that beautiful to your life? Does his love mean that much to you that, Lord, I want you to have it all? You're just so awesome and you're so wonderful. You've done everything for me. Everything I am, everything I hope to be, everything I can't even imagine that you're doing in my life, what you see for me, the place you want me to be with you. How could we not want him? Lord, you have all the glory. Lord, I want you to have everything. Anything that is said and done in my life, may it be to the glory of God. Lord, give me this grace that will get me out of the way. Give me the grace that, Lord, you must increase, but I must decrease. And it's grace that does that, brothers and sisters. It's nothing of ourselves that could get to that place of saying, oh, Lord, it's got to be you. I could hold myself up in a cave. I could live up in a tower that they have to feed me with a stick because I stink so much because I've been there so long. But that ain't going to get it done. It's got to be the grace of God. And dear ones, I'm so thankful to Jesus that I pray that this is our desire. Because if it isn't, we've missed it. If it isn't really a life, Lord, I only want to be found having your righteousness. I want to be a vessel that's completely transparent by your grace. Lord, when they see me, I just want them to see Christ in me. Because, Lord, that's your desire. God, put that desire in my heart. But, Lord, this is your desire. Those four living ones I mentioned earlier that are seen in the midst of the throne, they're the perfect revelation of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They're so Christ-like, praise be to God, even when John in Revelation, and John was the one that put his head on Jesus' breast, when that one was showing him around heaven, ever so often John would have to get on his knees and start worshiping him. And he'd pick him right back up and say, man, don't do that. I'm just like you. I'm redeemed. I'm glad we are his workmanship. I'm so glad we are his workmanship. Brothers and sisters, it is all about him. It is all about Christ in us. And it couldn't be any clearer. And you got it all. Because if you're a child of God, he's in you. He's in you. You have it all. You have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Settle that with God. You're not lacking a thing. Nothing. It's just time to grow up now. It's time for it to just take over. And it could not be any clearer than as the Word of God tells you, Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in you. The hope of glory. Praise be to God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you again for the simplicity of your truth. And Lord, we're grateful how you deal with our hearts. And Lord, help us to surrender more. God, help us to cease of ourselves and again allowing you to just grow up in us. And Lord, that we may grow up into you in all things. Thank you, Lord, that you've encouraged us so in Scripture over and over. And just as in Galatians 4:1, you said that we're Lord of all. But again, even with all that potential, if we remain as children, we'll have no more knowledge than a servant in the kingdom. God, help us to want and desire to please you. And what pleases you is that we take all the things that the servant has. Lord, that we take all the things, praise God, that the Holy Ghost is offering us today. As you said, Lord, in the Scripture, it says, the Holy Ghost, he takes the things of mine and he makes them yours. Help us to take the time today as we come forth for communion to, Lord, really to meditate on these things. To thank you again for the precious blood that was shed. Thank you, Lord, for your body that was given, Lord, that they so tore and ripped, Lord Jesus. But thank you most of all, Lord God, that you became sin for us. You became sin for us. You became the worm upon the cross, Lord Jesus. I'm so grateful to God again that it's all because of you. It's all because of the all-powerful blood of Jesus that we're here today and going on and growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.